Welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars here on Jaguars.com. Final one of the season. Brian Sexton and Jeff Lagerman here at the Alexander Hotel in Indianapolis, where the Jaguars have just arrived. And it's the final game for Brad Meester in a Jaguars uniform. Now, we talked about this last week ad nauseum, but this really is the finale. Did you get a shot of him with his camouflage coat? He looks like he's ready to head home.
That was nice. He actually is wearing a camouflage sport coat with black trim all along the lapels. And he's looking sharp. I'm proud of Brad. I mean, he's going to have about 40 people coming over from Iowa, a lot of people coming up from Jacksonville. His wife, Jamie, was here to greet him coming off of the bus. It's going to be an emotional time for Brad. I think everything about this weekend will be emotional.
You know, something that Tony Boselli said last week in the radio broadcast really hit home, and that is that Brad got to choose when he said goodbye. And that means a lot to a football player, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and especially a guy that's played 14 years, and if you got six daughters, marriages coming up. You know, fortunately for Brad, he's played in an era where the pay was good in football. He was able to play 14 years. But, no, wonderful career. He could still play if he wanted to, and I think that's what Tony was pointing to. And Tony obviously disappointed because he wasn't able to make that decision, unfortunately, because of injury. But Brad has been very fortunate, only a couple injuries in his career. He's going to walk away from the game fairly healthy, and I'm proud of him because he's been a class act the whole way.
All right, one guy who doesn't necessarily have a choice, that's Maurice Jones-Drew. He could be playing in his final game as a Jaguar. His contract expires at the end of February, and he said he wants to come back. Dave Caldwell has said it might make sense to have him come back. What do you see the future for Mojo at this point?
Well, I think it's going to be a question mark. If he was a priority, then I think that he would be signed already, much like Sendarek Marks, but that hasn't happened yet. So I don't know what the future holds, but I do know one thing. Maurice has been a fantastic back for this organization, over 8,000 yards rushing. If this is the last game, what better team than against the Colts? He's been fantastic against them.
Yeah, he's got 14 touchdowns. Only Paul Hornung, the great Paul Hornung, has ever scored more against the Colts organization. Now, you know, there are 13 games tomorrow that have playoff implications and three that impact the first overall pick in the draft next year. So it's a meaningful week, 17 in the NFL.
It is, and, you know, getting on the bus, you know, a lot of guys are watching their alma maters. Tim Walsh is watching the Notre Dame game, the Pinstripe Bowl, I guess it was, in New York, and he's playing against Rutgers. And my point to him was, what's the point? You know, I mean, look, nobody loves college football more than me, but the games in the bowl games really don't have a lot of meaning. In the National Football League this week, you talk about 13 meaningful games. There's 18 teams that have the opportunity to advance into the playoffs this weekend. It doesn't get any better than that, and the Colts are obviously on that list. They have an opportunity right now being the number four seed with a couple losses by, I believe it's New England, and what's the other, Cincinnati, that they could be all the way up at the number two seed. So this Jaguars football team is coming in playing an extremely motivated Colts team.
Well, and all the division titles are essentially settled in the AFC, but none in the NFC. That's never happened, to the best of my knowledge. So 17, an amazing week potentially in the National Football League.
So not only are we going to be excited about watching this Jaguars football game, we're going to be excited about getting on the plane so we can watch the other games in the National Football League, but then also the Sunday night game, which is what, Dallas and Philadelphia, which is for the last playoff spot in the NFC. It doesn't get any better than that.
Nope. Should be a fun time. Logs, thanks so much. It's been enjoyable on the road this year.
Enjoyed it.
All right, we'll see you next season on the road with the Jaguars.